Tacola, they're moving to twice a week garbage pickup. This is, of course, due to the city doing away with the curbside recycling program. So that'll be coming soon, twice per week. As a reminder, this week, due to Labor Day yesterday, sanitation customers are receiving service one day later than their normal pickup day. A record-setting weekend for Pensacola International Airport.
We had a 15.6% increase in passenger enplanements over the same day of last year's Labor Day weekend. Double-digit growth year over year, 15.6 for Labor Day increase. And that's 42,700 passengers went through on enplanements.
That's Mayor Reeves saying it's just another reminder of the badly needed improvements to the airport. They're working on the design for the new terminal. They've awarded a contract for that. Hopefully able to secure funding in time for the construction to begin sometime late 2024 or early 2025. Also, City of Pensacola working towards completing a full burial ground study at Miraflores Park. Back in May, they received a $21,000 grant towards the cost of a full ground-penetrating radar survey. As of now, they've requested pricing quotes from vendors for that.
It is weather-dependent on when you can do GPR and all of those things, so it's impossible to say that it would start on a certain day or a certain week, but there is something tangible in the timeline in the fact that we will have those quotes back for the cost on September 18th.
And Reeves there, the park originally known as Havana Square was believed to have been used as a burial ground for people of African American or Creole descent. Remains were first discovered in June of 2021. Also, a massive multi-use development coming to Escambia County. This at the corner of I-10 and Pine Forest exit. That according to the PNJ. So master site plans say it will be including a multi-family housing, office, retail space, as well as a medical facility and hotel/hospitality development. It's going to be called the Waters at Ransley, located off of Ransley Station Road, and will feature 300 multifamily units across 15 buildings in that particular neighborhood. Finally, an Escambia County school data clerk arrested for alleged DUI and possession of drugs, including fentanyl, after a traffic stop. That's 39-year-old Regina Denise Bonnell, charged with driving under the influence, possession of fentanyl and cocaine. The sheriff's office responded to a report of an impaired driver on Highway 29, and a field sobriety test showed extreme impairment, and the arrest was made. 4:15 right now, traffic and weather together, and we'll hit state headlines after that.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some delays, though. That's going to be in the northbound direction off 85. So if you're going northbound on 85 to I-10 just north of Destin, it's extremely slow moving. There's an accident there. If that's your typical route, 85 northbound, that's definitely going to be slow moving up to Crestview. But other than that, we're looking good throughout Tiger Point. We will have our everyday afternoon slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads causing delays, 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Oh, also, there is an accident just that is causing some delays on Airport Boulevard at Davis Highway in Pensacola. So just keep that in mind. That is backing up almost to the 9th Avenue intersection, so keep that in mind. For weather, we have a another great week here in our area, but we do have some chances of rain. So 30% chance of rain, mostly after 2 p.m. for tomorrow, with a high of 89. For tonight, our low is 78. It's 89 in our area with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Again, I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you so much. So first state story here. Could have stuck this one in wacky and weird headlines, but I don't know. I just had it here. So this in Polk County, where deputies say a 22-year-old man was arrested following a high-speed chase Sunday. That's Jacob Kite, who was caught doing 130 miles an hour in a 45 zone. Kite refused to stop, which led to the chase. And after he was caught, Kite allegedly refused to get out of the car. Why this could have been in wacky weird stories is because he is a Polk County deputy himself. So, not quite sure the backstory here, what led to this, but he did resign after his arrest, so.
Yeah, I'm sure if he didn't resign that there's something else
would
have happened.
It would have been an HR investigation.
Jacob,
come
on, man.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Coming out of Orlando International Airport, they were actually all airports in Florida. But there's no major flight delays in Florida after United Airlines grounded flights nationwide due to a computer outage. So the FAA says that United requested a ground stop for about an hour this afternoon. Most delays were out of the Orlando International Airport with about 60.
Florida regulators are allowing a group of private insurers to take over tens of thousands of policies from citizens. The state signed off on 7 proposals late last week to allow the insurers to pull as many as 200,000 policies. This means homeowners could have to pay more for coverage.
Also, the Florida inmate Michael Zach has appealed to the Florida Supreme Court as he is scheduled to be executed on October 3rd. He is convicted of killing 2 women on the same day in 1996, one in Okaloosa County and one on Pensacola Beach. His attorneys say that he should not be executed because he has a disability.
And finally, in the tropics, National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression 13 will soon become Tropical Storm Lee. That's expected either tonight or overnight, likely developing into the season's next major hurricane as well. The good news for now, it's not expected to pose a threat to our area.
This time, Florida, not necessarily a threat, but as is the case, we're still talking the middle of next week when it'll be on its approach. So a lot of moving parts to consider with the system.
And from AccuWeather's Matt Benz, he says the storm is heading west-northwest. It's expected to be near Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands by this coming weekend. That's what's happening in our state headlines. We'll take a break. We've got national headlines still to come. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or 3 of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hey, Andrew McKay. Here this morning, we talked a lot about the Land Development Code in Santa Rosa County, things like more or larger billboards, whether the alternative subdivision plan should be allowed or should be modified, and how close to schools and churches that new bars ought to be in the South End. And those conversations were scattered throughout the day, specifically the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, all of which you can find on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. We're talking earlier at the start of the show today, national holiday, National Cheese Pizza Day. And Gracie, unbeknownst to her, is celebrating.
Yes.
Her roommate's birthday.
Yep.
That's right. So going out for pizza tonight. And just happened to fall on National Cheese Pizza Day. So I wanted to know, what is your favorite pizza joint in Pensacola? I admit that I have a couple favorites that I traditionally just like to stick to. I know it's good. I know that I'm going to be happy. So I don't branch out as much as I would probably like, because I'm sure there's just a lot of cheese pizza that I am missing out on. And cheese pizza is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm not much in way of toppings. I'll get a slice of sausage or pepperoni every now and then, but I am cheese pizza all the way. So let us know in the text line 850-437-1620, your favorite pizza spot here in Pensacola. Just shy of 425, we'll get another check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads throughout I-10 and I-110 looking good, but we do have some slow-moving traffic on Airport Boulevard throughout Pensacola. An accident that's causing some delays right in front of Airport Dental. So if you're moving towards Davis Highway on Airport Boulevard, expect some slowdown. It's actually backing up all the way to the 9th Avenue intersection, and then also slowing things down on 9th Avenue as well, people trying to turn onto Airport. So just keep that in mind. You're going to want to take an alternative route and not go onto Airport right now throughout Pensacola. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, 850-262-6111. For weather, mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 78. Coming up tomorrow, we have a 30% chance of rain and a high of 89. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
By the way, Gracie, what is your favorite spot?
Well, one of the texters put in Tuscan Oven, which I forgot about, that is pretty dang good. I'm not very picky, though. I also agree. I like a classic cheese. I need ranch. He hates that. I like dipping my pizza into ranch. I dip everything into ranch. But I also like some crazy flavors. I like buffalo chicken with like ranch and bacon is really good. Okay. Or sometimes I just totally branch out on a green peppers, mushrooms, pepperoni, all that is also good. So,
all right.
He hates me now.
Texter says, Skies, Skies is on the short list for me too. I like the Cobb with Skies. If I'm going to Skies, I'm either getting cheese or I'm getting the cheese on the bottom. So that's a really good too. Socios and Pace, I've not heard of. Mm. So I will have to check that out. I'm in Pace a lot. My church is over there. My parents are over there. I'm going to have to give it a shot. I think I've been to Tuscan Oven once, several years ago. Pretty good. I would not say it was, super memorable, but maybe I just didn't get the right one. Margarita, I'm a big fan of like a really good like wood oven margarita. I had one, Pizzarte, it's called, in New York City. Amazing. Over in Italy, in France, their margarita is basically cheese. So I was expecting different, but it was really good there. But here locally, Sky's definitely on that list. I will also say this, as a native of Columbus, Ohio, One of my the favorite pizza place for me growing up was Donato's. Okay. And Donato's is based in Columbus. It's really only Ohio, southern Michigan, Indiana. So Donato's, I just grew up and I loved. And every time I went back home, I got a chance, you know, I would eat Donato's. So my wife and I, like a couple of years ago, we go up to Buffalo, New York, or maybe it was last year. We go up to Buffalo. I found out that there is a Donato's in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is like an hour and a half away. Guess what we did? We drove there for Donato's. Long story to get to this. Donato's is actually now served over at Red Robin.
What?
Yes, here in town. They have, if you look at the menu, it's a small section, but you can get Donato's pizza at Red Robin. So when I found, and this was, I found out like a week or two after my daughter had been born. And so that was just the best month ever for me, was having a new daughter and finding out that Donato's was being served at Red Robin. So it made me very happy. I go to Red Robin a lot. They all know me now. They know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a half cheese, half pepperoni, Donato's pizza. A couple for Lost Pizza, 9 Mile. Yep, that's good as well. Rotolo's and Gulf Breeze. I've not been there either. Thank you for that suggestion there. All right, we've gone almost to 4:30 here talking about pizza. That's probably my bad there. Not probably, it definitely is. But national headlines here. We'll get a few in, and then we'll come back after the Fox News with more here. So former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio is being sentenced today for his part in the Capitol riots. He wasn't at the actual riot, but was arrested days earlier for burning a Black Lives Matter banner at a D.C. church. Prosecutors want a 33-year prison sentence for his role in organizing things ahead of time. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleading not guilty to charges in the election interference case in Georgia. He and five others waived their rights to formal arraignments and pleading not guilty today. Members of Congress back in Washington after the summer recess. Number of issues on the agenda, including a possible government shutdown looming in the coming weeks. The White House says North Korea will pay a price if it provides weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, says that Russia's defense minister recently made a trip to North Korea to ask for weapons. 4:30 right now. We'll get a few more national headlines coming up and a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Keep those texts coming. Best spot to get a pizza pie, cheese pizza in the Pensacola area.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Congress is back in session, and that means the return of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to Capitol Hill after he appeared to freeze for a second time while talking to reporters last month. He spoke about it this afternoon on the Senate floor.
The moment of my time back home has received its fair share of attention in the press over the past week. But I assure you, August was a busy and productive month.
McConnell is 81 years old. As First Lady Jill Biden recovers from COVID, the focus has turned to President Biden. Biden is set to fly to the G20 summit in India Thursday. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says so far he's shown no symptoms and has been testing negative.
All travelers are certainly going to test, right, before they head out to India, and that's including the president.
She says the president will continue to test for COVID. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Maybe the U.S. really will manage to avoid a recession. Goldman Sachs is increasingly confident that will be the case. In a new research report it titled Soft Landing Summer, the Wall Street Bank trimmed its estimated chance of a U.S. recession over the next 12 months to just 15%. That's basically in line with the historical average chance of a recession any given year. It's also down from Goldman's prior forecast of 20% and well below its 35% projection back in March as the banking crisis erupted. Goldman is also increasingly confident that the Federal Reserve is done raising interest rates for the near future. Are you familiar with GitLab? Reporting quarterly results after the market close, the technology platform posted an adjusted profit and revenue that topped expectations, helping shares jump 5% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks retreated, led by blue chips. The Dow Industrials lost 195 points. The S&P 500 eased 19. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 10. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Boxes. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. After a shocking upset over national champion runner-up TCU on Saturday, Deion Sanders' Colorado Buffaloes have arrived. With Shedeur Sanders and two-way star Travis Hunter, Colorado football is legit. But how will they respond when they're no longer doubted as underdogs? Lucky for us, everything Colorado does is now must-watch. I'm Maggie Gray.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, so hope you're having a great start to your week and had an awesome Labor Day weekend. Gonna start off on the roads, 437, and we do have an accident throughout Pensacola that's slowing things down on Airport Boulevard. Scene of the accident is right in front of Airport Dental, so if you are moving in the westbound direction heading towards Davis Highway, expect some major slowdowns backing up past Ascension Sacred Heart to the 9th Avenue intersection. It's looking a little bit better than last traffic update, but I would recommend taking an alternative route and not go down Airport Boulevard right now, right near the hospital. But other than that, we're looking pretty good with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you take 85 northbound to Crestview to get home, make sure to expect some delays there right through Duke's Field. There is an accident that's slowing things down in the northbound direction on 85. Other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, traffic lines 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
Tonight's weather will be all clear in the skies with overnight lows mainly in the mid-70s. Over the next couple of days, there's a chance for rain, but it's a bit on the low side, only around 20 or 30%. Just a chance for a pop-up shower or a storm. High temps are going to run pretty close to 90 degrees, and by Thursday, it will be a little breezy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by David's Catfish, Dogwood Drive in Milton, and in New Warrington in Pensacola. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thanks so much. So yeah, hijacked the last segment talking about pizza. Not that there's anything at all wrong with pizza, but we will certainly do that over the course of the next couple of hours. But hitting some more national headlines here. So talked yesterday about Burning Man. Still not exactly sure what it is, but looks like tens of thousands of people now leaving after they were stranded due to torrential rains in the middle of the desert. So about half of the 70,000 people that started leaving yesterday, about 30,000 people were still there as of today.
Also, the trial of the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has begun. Paxton is accused of abusing the power of his office to help a political donor, and Paxton is only the third official in Texas history to be impeached.
President Biden will be masking up as First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, though, says First Lady Biden has mild symptoms. The president will be masking up indoors and when he's with people.
Also, a member of the Tennessee Three is running for U.S. Senate.
80% of Tennesseans want abortion care on some level. She wants to make a federal ban on abortion.
So Gloria Johnson is running against Republican Marsha Blackburn in 2024. She has gained national attention when she joined the Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones in protesting gun violence. Pearson and Jones were both expelled but won their seats back.
Yep, that was a big national story. I believe that was late last year, around November, if I'm not mistaken. But just recently, they won their seats back. Looking at some sports headlines today, news not great for the Kansas City Chiefs today. Star tight end Travis Kelce hyperextended his knee in practice. They do say, though, that the ACL is intact. His status is up in the air for Thursday season opener against the Lions. They have one more practice tomorrow where they will test it out and learn more on his availability there. College football, Florida State now up to 4 in this week's AP Top 25. Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, and Ohio State rounding out the top 5. Also in the top 25 this week, how about Duke beating 9th-ranked Clemson last night? 21-27-6, something like that? I don't know. I went to bed early. Colorado also primetime, Coach Prime at 22 in the polls. Major League Baseball tonight, Cubs and Giants on TBS, 6:40 first pitch time. The Braves starting a series at home with the Cardinals, 6:20. Rays and Red Sox at 5:40, and Marlins and Dodgers starting at 5:40 as well. Big night in the U.S. Open. So earlier today, Coco Gauff at 1 advanced to the women's semifinals. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic is now in to the semis as well. Big match tonight featuring Americans Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe. So the winner gets to go against Djokovic in the semis. But Gracie, I know you're not a huge tennis fan, but this one's really interesting because Tiafoe was a semifinalist a year ago. He lost to Novak Djokovic, and this Ben Shelton, who is not seeded, but he is advanced because he serves like close to 150 miles an hour. Oh. Like, he's amazing. So this is going to be a really good match tonight. Winner taking on Djokovic. Finals 28-7, Duke over Clemson last night. Don't think anybody saw that one coming. 442 News Radio 92.3, health, business, and science notes today. So CDC warning doctors to be on the lookout for deadly flesh-eating bacteria known as Vibrio vulnificus in the waters of the Gulf and the East Coast, saying that there have been fatal infections reported in New York, Connecticut, and North Carolina, and they've seen an uptick in infected wounds in people who have been in those two bodies of water.
Also, the government is working with a recall on 52 million airbag inflators over a risk of explosions. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the inflations made by ARC Motive automotive could explode, and that carries the possibility of killing drivers or passengers. The agency also has the agency has a public meeting scheduled for next month, which is necessary before asking a court to order the recall.
Students entering college this year are struggling with basic math. Colleges are mostly blaming COVID disruptions. A math chair from Temple University says it's not just that they're unprepared, they're almost damaged. Biology and engineering students are struggling to understand fractions and exponents. Some students are being placed into pre-college math, starting a semester or more behind their program requirements.
And this is one that I like. Country music, Billboard's making history again.
Yeah. I wish I didn't, but I do.
So that is Zach Bryan's song, I Remember Everything, featuring Kelsey Musgraves, two of my favorite artists.
Oh, okay.
And they are debuting on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 this week. So this is the first time that four country songs have it the number one spot in consecutive weeks.
I bet things are a little fun over on the cat country side of things right now.
I'm loving it. I love it so much. So
so we told you, 3 weeks ago about the rare baby giraffe that had no spots. It was at the Bright Zoo in East Tennessee. So it finally has a name, and they say it's been such a big hit. Crowds have been flocking to see what is believed to be the only giraffe in the world without spots. So around 40,000 people took place in their poll. The winning name, Kipiki, which means unique in Swahili. So I don't remember if that was the one that you liked. I don't think it was.
I can't remember.
But Kipiki is the winning name for that rare giraffe.
Well, I'm still hoping her middle name is Spots.
Yes.
So that's what I'm calling her, Kipiki Spots. Also, we talked about a little bit a couple weeks ago that Oprah Winfrey and The Rock are being criticized now over a Maui relief video. So we talked about how they were donating money. They were kind of the top supporters of it. Well, both of them are asking viewers to donate to a relief that they started with $10 million of their own. But the mass majority of those 10,000 of the comments have been negative, saying that they can afford to donate more. So they should be asking their millionaire friends, not the common people, to donate.
I feel like,
I can see both of it, but this happens a bunch when, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I think it was Megan Fox posted like a GoFundMe on their page for her nail tech or something.
Oh,
and everyone was like, you pay for her dad's cancer bills. And like just being super mean about it. And it's just like picking a different fight, I guess. Like they did donate. I would be more upset if they didn't donate anything. And then they were saying to go donate. I'm sure there are millionaires that have donated, but I don't know. Don't have to make a negative thing.
Sure.
About
no. Yeah.
Charity.
I mean, I think, you know, look, we both have a good sense, thanks to like public records and just whatever, of like what their net worth is. So, okay. It's like, look, you only have the, you can only complain if whatever the fraction of $10 million of their net worth is, if you've donated that same fraction for whatever your net worth or whatever your annual salary is. Otherwise, just shut up. Let them do what they want to do. And, you know, it's for a good cause. Ultimately, that's the most important thing here. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, people are going to be negative about everything. So it's just the way it is.
That's the thing. Like, this happens kind of not all the time, but, you know, you got everything's turned negative.
More than it should.
Yeah, exactly. 4:46 right now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We still have some slowdowns throughout Pensacola on Airport Boulevard. That is due to an accident. It is improving, but still, you're going to expect some delays on Airport Boulevard due to an accident right in front of Airport Dental as you're moving closer to Davis Highway. I-10, I-110 throughout our area looking great. We do have some slowdowns. 85 northbound towards Crestview. There's an accident that's really slowing things down. So if that's your typical route to take 85 up, just make sure that you know that there's going to be some delays when you get close to the interstate. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Also, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. So Christina Leavenworth, if you're thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. By the way, it is Tropical Storm Lee now. So that just happening here in the last 20 minutes. So, again, you know, just keeping our eye on the tropics, but no threat to the Florida coast, either in the Gulf or off the Atlantic as well. But it is forecasted to become the next major hurricane. But looks like the East Coast, Northeast Coast would be the ones that have to worry about this one here. But just giving that update here. Wacky and weird headlines today. So cops in Nebraska releasing today audio of a driver who got arrested after he called 911 to report somebody for driving the wrong way on the highway.
I'm on Highway 77 going north, and there is somebody that is on the wrong side of the road. He had his brights on, man. He almost ran me off the road.
Yeah, do you know why I stopped you?
Yeah, because I was on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Were you the one that called in?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, because I thought somebody was on the wrong side of the road, bro.
But it turned out it was you.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, it was him who was on the wrong side, and as you might guess, his blood alcohol content above the legal limit, and he was arrested for DUI.
I am so surprised he didn't crash with talking on the phone, yeah, being drunk on the wrong side. Like, at least he's...
The only outcome here was a DUI arrest and the funny audio, so that's a good outcome as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you can sound... You could just hear it in his voice. Yeah, man. Well, also in Wacky and Weird, Metallica saying that a dog somehow snuck into one of their L.A. shows at SoFi Stadium. So the dog's name is Storm. He snuck out of her home nearby and got into the stadium all by herself. A photo of the on the band's Instagram shows her sitting in a seat just watching the show. So Storm was reunited with her family the next day, but pretty fun night out for that dog.
Yep. Also, two people detained in China after they allegedly damaged a part of the Great Wall with an excavator. Local authorities say a 38-year-old man and 55-year-old woman tried to dig through the Great Wall in order to make a shortcut for their construction work in the area. I don't know. I can't explain this away because I'm trying to think, okay, what could possess them? Did they not know? Because that was the argument that the guy who inscribed his initials and his girlfriend's initials in the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, do they not understand or know the significance? Are they from some remote country that they were hired to do construction in and they just said, hey, there's this giant wall in the way and it's going to take us like 4 days to walk around it to get to our construction zone so we can just, you know, poke a little hole in it to get through. I don't know. But don't mess with the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
4:50, we'll take a break. We've got a couple of movies coming out here in December that might be of interest. And we've got good news, of course, to finish up our number one. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know this is a Christmas song, but I had to play it.
Why?
It's called Candy Cane Lane.
All right.
So if this song is not in the movie, I'm not watching it.
Okay.
But and I love Christmas movies. So this movie's coming out in December to streaming, a new Christmas movie starring Eddie Murphy coming to Prime Video in December. It's called Candy Cane Lane and stars Eddie Murphy, a man determined to win his neighborhood's yearly Christmas home decorating contest after striking a deal with an elf to improve his chances of winning. Chaos ensues in the entire town, and it's starting on streaming on December 1st, so lots of time to watch it.
We'll see. I mean, we've talked about this around Christmas time, you know, it's about high time that a new Christmas movie kind of emerges as one of those classics. I'm not sure this is the one that gets it done, but we'll see. I'm intrigued. Also, the trailer out for the Chicken Run sequel.
Last time we broke out of a chicken farm. Well, this time... we're breaking in.
So yeah, that's Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget. Follows Ginger as she discovers a new threat emerging in the world of chickens. The original film was a big hit back in 2000, made $277 million. The sequel starts streaming on Netflix December 15th.
Did you see this
original? I did not.
I definitely did as a child, but these little claymation movies really freaked me
out.
That's
right.
So
that's
probably
why I didn't.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll watch it, but I'm kind of getting some weird flashbacks right now that are scaring me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you deserve
see.
It because you played Christmas music in September and you.
It's not as bad as Christmas music in July.
Put ranch on your pizza, so.
Yeah, well, sorry. 4:55, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather. We're actually now looking good on Airport Boulevard throughout. Pensacola, so that's finally looking pretty good. But I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. We do still have some slowdowns on 85 northbound. If you're taking 85 northbound to Crestview, there is some slowdowns once you get closer to the interstate due to an accident that happened earlier. And then typical afternoon traffic, Windhaven Beach, moving westbound into Navarre, you're going to be seeing some major slowdowns leaving Mary Esther. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to get a really quick update from Alan Strom on WEAA.
Skies will be all clear overnight with lows down in the mid-70s. Over the next couple of days, we'll see lots of sunshine in the skies. A little bit of a chance for rain each day, but only around 20-30% or so. A little breezy on Thursday. High temps are going to run pretty close to 90 degrees, give or take a little depending on location. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan Strom from WEAR.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But it's 89 in our area with the heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the beach tonight, right? It's
going
to be perfect weather. So who's playing?
Yes, Bands on the Beach tonight is going to be John Hart and the Prince Brothers. So it starts at 7, and yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. All right, so I've gotten, as Gracie and I have done this show now for several months, I've gotten pretty good at identifying stories that I think will make Gracie cry. If you want to make me cry, show me a video of a military service member being reunited with their kid. So I wish, you know, we could play the video, and I wish there was audio that accompanied this. There is a video that you can see. I would highly encourage you to check it out if you want a good cry and just feel good. But this one in Ohio, a military dad surprising his son on his first day back at school. The son's name, Eli, just started second grade, so his dad's been gone for a year. Eli's teacher told the class they had a special visitor, and it was his dad that was dressed as the school's tiger mascot. So his dad, you know, gets down on one knee, just kind of like, you know, pumping his fist or whatever, right in front of his kid, takes off the tiger helmet thing.
Tiger head.
And then Eli jumps out of his chair into his dad's arms, and his dad just falls right back. It was super wonderful. And it was the video was set to the tune of Home by Daughtry. So, I was melting down in the studio about 10 minutes before we came on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that during this break here. Also, some good news, some heartwarming news. President Biden awarding a Medal of Honor today for a retired Army captain for his heroic actions during the Vietnam War. So Larry Taylor was a first lieutenant serving as a helicopter pilot back in 1968 when he carried out a daring rescue of a small patrol U.S. soldiers who became surrounded by the enemy. So here's some audio from that.
He refused to give up, refused to leave a fellow American behind, refused to put his own life above the lives of others in need.
And so Taylor carried out the mission despite the fact that his helicopter was only designed for two people. So some awesome good news there.
And bravery from the soldiers he rescued, too, because they were just hanging off the side of the chopper there. It was chopper, and he rescued four of them. So, yeah, pretty cool, awesome story there. Congratulations to him. 4:59, we're on a 12-minute break. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 o'clock coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.